This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Very fitting tune there, Angel. Great job by you. This is kind of a celebration type day for us here at KFKA because it, for the first time in I don't know how many years, maybe never, I don't know, KFKA will be airing the Avalanche games, the Nuggets games for the remainder of the season and into the playoffs. It's so exciting and getting a chance to work with the great folks over at Altitude, like this guy, the voice, the play-by-play announcer of the Colorado Avalanche, Connor McGahey. Connor, it is an honor, man. It's an honor. That rhymes. Thanks so much for being on with us. There you go. Can you use that tonight at some point, please?
Oh, I try not to say my own name as much as possible. So, Braids, I'll leave that up to you. That can be your phrase if you want.
It just came to me. Genius stuff like that just happens once in a while.
That happens to the smart people. It just comes to
me. Man, we are pumped about this. Obviously, the Avs are so much fun. A lot of people were expecting them to go do great things in these playoffs. But I just like the opportunity here for Northern Colorado listeners to hear you and Kaz on the air clearly up here in Northern Colorado. So this is a big deal.
It really is. And when I was told about this, I was pumped because the technical side of things, they've been trying to improve it over the past couple of years, expand signal strength. But
sure,
you can't get everywhere. And as good a job as they have done, you do need affiliates. And we want to get to as many corners of the Rocky Mountain West as we can. And we had one in our own backyard that the box wasn't checked yet. So I'm glad we've finally done that. And, you know, I see and talk to plenty of people who come down from up north and, take a day or two off from the Eagles to come see the Avs. And it's just really special for us to be able to add the whole region up there. And Northern Colorado, it's perfect. It's our kind of people. And I was absolutely thrilled when that announcement was made.
Well, and we're thrilled to have this one on tonight. We're going to carry both the Avs and the Nuggets games coming up. We have a Preps baseball game right before that, so we got the trifecta.
Perfect.
Happening here. Connor, when you look at this game tonight, obviously the Avs want to quickly get the bad taste out of their mouth after a tough loss against a struggling Columbus team.
Yeah, and that was one of the instances of some days you eat the bar, some days the bar eats you, and you put 46 shots on goal and more than once you go in, but it was just not to be. But they have to sharpen things up again because defensively Minnesota is one of, if not arguably, the best defensive team in the National Hockey League. And so this won't be easy either, even though Minnesota has about a 3% chance to make the playoffs. Again, sometimes these are the most dangerous games, and then you got to get on a plane, and we have to fly to Edmonton tonight to play the Oilers, who will be rested tomorrow. So it's not an easy sequence for the Avalanche here, but they just have to get in playoff mode, and we've seen what they can do when they do that, and they might just have to apply it a little bit early this season.
Well, and so much of it is important at this stretch, especially when you look at a back-to-back and that travel, that is intense.
Yeah.
Is staying healthy getting into the playoffs, mm-hmm. too. That's a big thing.
Yep, and that's why they're not rushing Val Nichushkin back. However, he will meet us in Minnesota today, fly with us to Edmonton tonight, and hopefully be back in the lineup tomorrow, so that will be good. Jakob Trenin skated this morning. But is not going to be rushed back into the lineup, so he won't play tonight, could play tomorrow. So, as the great Benjamin Franklin once said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I think that applies to teams like the Avalanche when you're leading up to a playoff run, because the healthiest team wins and the luckiest team wins. And it's surprising how often those two paths cross.
Connor McGahee joining us, the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. The Avs get set to take on the Wild tonight, 5:30 pregame show there, and then 6 o'clock. You mentioned it with Minnesota, how these teams can be those desperate teams, you know, the chances of them getting in. I guess there's still a chance. So if you're a team like Minnesota, you're looking at it going, hey, the only way we can, you know, we darn sure can't do it if we lose, so the only thing we can do is win and hope everything goes our way. So this will be a desperate team.
Yeah, they have to probably win out and then get some gifts because they have to hop over St. Louis, who is trending upward as well. Minnesota better at home. This is the second of a second to last of the home guest stand for them. So, look, this is, even though the Avalanche have won both games this year, they've kind of been slugfest. One goal affairs, the last one at home was in overtime, and that's just kind of how Minnesota has been forced to play with all their injuries and their cap restraints. I mean, this would have been Zach Parise, who's now playing on the Avalanche's last year here in Minnesota, being bought out. So, again, the Minnesota Wild paying Zach to not play for them. But that's hurt their depth and their ability to sign impactful players. So when that's the case, you just have to bear down and try and play a defensive style of hockey. But especially when you have a goaltending tandem like they do with Gustafsson and Marc-Andre Fleury, you can win hockey games that way. And so that's what the Avalanche should be expecting and are expecting here tonight at the X.
Well, and this one tonight, like you said, with the travel tomorrow and then Sunday. I mean, that's going to be a monster game right there coming up against Dallas. So it's not necessarily an easy schedule here as you're rounding out the season.
Yeah, biggest game of the season, I would say, Sunday versus the Dallas Stars. And I do believe that, I don't know if you've given them away yet.
We're going to.
They have a better ticket.
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to do that. Well, I figure we get you on, and then obviously we're going to get millions of listeners when you're on, so that's going to give us, you know, phone lines are going to go crazy.
Oh, no, I got to temper expectations now. But whoever wins those tickets, is going to be one dandy of a game on Sunday. That's what a treat that'll be.
I couldn't believe we got the hookup to give those away. I was like, really? We're going to get a pair? This is a great relationship, and that game
is must-see.
Hey,
we take care of our people.
Man.
We take care of our people. You're not getting the Ottawa Senators on a Tuesday night.
No, and this is prime time. This is the game to go to, man, no question. And that Dallas matchup right there is going to be huge.
Yep, and the only bad part about it is you'll miss Mark Rycroft hopping over to the radio side to join me on Sunday. So that'd be the only setback for having to actually win the tickets and go to the game.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to be pretty pumped up for this one, no doubt. Connor, in your mind, when you're looking at the race, the MVP race, the Hart Trophy race, do you feel like what are the chances at this stage that Nathan MacKinnon's going to be able to take this thing?
He's the odds-on favorite.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, Vegas bets on everything, and they have Kucherov and McDavid at plus +500, I think, this morning. MacKinnon's like a minus -300 in that area there. But I just think that he's got to finish out the year. But I think he's shown on a consistent basis, really since the start of the season, that he's the one. Second star of the month in March, was first star of the month in the NHL, in back-to-back months, December and January. So it's not just been the point production. He still has a chance to win the Art Ross too, but it's just, again, the definition of a trophy is the player who is most valuable to his team, and in our eyes and to the voters' eyes, that's been Nathan MacKinnon all year. Again, not just in spurts or here and there, but consistently. I mean, there's only been 12 games all season where he hasn't registered a point, which is frankly incredible. So as of right now, statistically, it's the best season by a skater in Avalanche history. And when that's the case, I think it needs to be rewarded. And people around the continent seem to agree so far.
How amazing would that be? I mean, obviously, we got the, you know, we're thinking big goals here. Nuggets and Avs parade. Let's do it in 1 year. And then there's a chance you might have two MVPs. I mean, this is Avs fans, Nuggets fans, this is why we're so happy about this deal, this partnership, because there's never been a better time to be an Avs or a Nuggets fan.
I have to remind sometimes that we are very spoiled and that complaints will not be heard at this time because of what we get to see And, you know, you could be, you know, for example, in Columbus right now, where you don't have a GM, you don't really have a direction, you don't have any superstars. Not only do we have championships in this town very recently, but we have the best players in their positions on planet Earth doing it. And so we are very lucky. And like I said, now the good people of Northern Colorado get to hear it on a nightly basis, and I should probably just apologize ahead of time for what they're about to hear.
Well, I think they're going to absolutely love it. I know the skill set that you have. It's so much fun to listen to you. And then right after that, we're listening to Cause. It's a radio off there, man. It's great. I love it. Connor, my man, it's an honor to get you on the show. I hope we can keep doing this kind of thing, and we're looking forward to the call tonight.
Brady, anytime you want. I mean that call, and it's a done deal. So anytime you need me to come on, I'll do it.
Connor,
no problem.
Do you want to throw out a caller number or a trivia thing or anything you want, and then we'll give folks the number, and they can call in and win those tickets and come hang out and watch Avs on Sunday.
Oh, boy, that is a good one. That is a good one. Trivia, which franchise does Nathan MacKinnon have the most points against in his career?
That's a good one.
Which franchise does Nathan MacKinnon have the most points against in his career? You can pick the caller number.
All right, my friend. There we go. I love that. That is a great question by you. Connor, my man, have a great call. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brady. All right. Bye-bye.
Connor, there it is, man. Connor McGahee. Great. I almost called him Connor McGregor right there, Angel. Okay, so there's the question. Do you think anybody's good? Angel's got to find that answer first before they do. I don't know the answer to that. It's got to be somebody that they're playing on a regular basis. You got it? Oh! Okay, so the question is, if you want a pair of tickets to go see the Avalanche and the Stars on Sunday night, Connor just said, that's the game of the year. That's the big one. Dallas is ahead of them in the standings. It's huge. Which team is it? What was the question? Which team has Nathan MacKinnon scored the most against?
Scored the most points.
Points.
Against.
Points. Clear points. Not goals. Points. Which team has Nathan MacKinnon scored the most points against? Be the first caller to give Angel that name. I don't want to have to give you a hint. When do I give them a hint? Because people are scrambling. They're Googling right now. They can't find it. It's difficult. I can't give a hint yet. Be the first caller, and you got a pair of tickets. I need their email, Angel, their first and last name, and an email. 970-353-1310. Call us right now. Get those tickets. Give Angel the answer. I'm getting some texts coming in. I don't know if we want to reward the text line, but call in and get those tickets right now. I need your email address. Avs, Stars, Sunday night. 34 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.